What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to Kenny in Pennsylvania. Kenny, thank you for waiting so patiently. What is on your mind today?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello? Okay. I got a little legal thing for you here. I'll change the subject a little bit. Without prejudice, when you sign your name without prejudice, there's a number behind it that you have to put. Do you know what that number is, 108 or 1038, whatever it was?
Well, first of all, I'm not a lawyer, and I have absolutely no idea. Sorry.
No kidding. Oh, okay. All righty. Well, I thought you might know. Okay. I'll have to call John Satmar. I think I heard it on his show.
His show follows mine, and you can call him on in and get a clarification.
Okay. Do you remember Peter Neese? It was on his show. Do you remember Peter Neese? Or do you don't listen to his show?
Sorry, John. I don't always listen to your show because I have other things I'm trying to do.
Okay. All right. Thanks anyway.
All right. Thanks. We're going to switch to Janet in South Florida. Janet's going to be our last call for a while because I got to get caught up on the news here. Janet, thank you for waiting. What is on your mind?
Thanks for bringing me in. Very quickly, I have two items. The last one I'd like you to elaborate on, and I'll hang up. But the first one, to all the great people calling in with all the great things they're talking about, I'm in the same position. I voted for Trump, and the last 3 weeks, I'm not only saddened, I'm full of rage. One of the reasons is I have two adult sons, and they struggle and have been struggling for work and income. And I'm thankful to the young man that called in and said he'd like to know how we can organize, because I know there are plenty of us. I just want to throw out my very small idea, and maybe other people then in the days to come can call in if they have a better idea. One thing that I do, and I don't know how far it goes, the hotline to the White House and these people that sit there, they're volunteers and they take comments and they're turned over to the president to read. And that number, that hotline number, is simply 1-202-456-1111. And I do it more than once a day. I've done it twice, three times a day when I have the time because I'm retired. The other comment, please, Mike, you mentioned Ivanka Trump and you had someone call in. I missed, because, you know, sometimes we miss things in politics because our stomach can't handle anything more. Ivanka Trump met with Angela Merkel and the other one with the, I know who she is, I forget her name. Can you just elaborate? What is this about bringing in the refugees? Because Trump also conceded to Australia by us taking in those, Syrian refugees that are on that island. Now we're going to take those in. What is it, 10,000 of them?
Mm-hmm.
And what is Ivanka Trump doing? I didn't vote for her or her husband, and I call in every day and tell that to the president. I don't want them. I didn't vote for them. That's one of the things that's being done wrong to us. We need good ideas from you and other guys like you on the radio to tell us how we can organize, how we can go after the White House and say, no, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We're not going to take it. But can you elaborate on Ivanka Trump meeting with Merkel about bringing more refugees in? And I'll just hang up. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Obviously, a lot of people are very concerned about Ivanka's comment, again, contrasting with Donald Trump's campaign statements about securing our borders. And we certainly know that the reason all of these refugees are being shoved all over the globe is it's part of the New World Order's psychological assault on humanity. It's an attack on our identity. Take away your history, take away your culture, take away any regional identity, because if you don't have a strong sense of self, you are easier to control and push around. And you know, it's kind of eerie looking at what's going on. I keep thinking back to George Lucas' very first movie, THX-1138, where it was just all these people just blended together and nobody had any sense of who they were other than this is where they go to work, this is where they go to shop, and they go home, and that's it. And that's really where we're heading. And Lucas was very prescient when he made that. He originally made it as a student film. Then he got the money to produce it as an actual feature. And but again, it's all part of trying to make us forget who we are or have any loyalty to our immediate community, our immediate region. We're seeing it already down in New Orleans. They're starting to take down all the Confederate monuments. They're literally having to protect the work crews with snipers. That's how angry the people are. And this moving of the refugees all over, it's a deliberate attempt to blur us, to blur our identity. So we're not really sure who we are, not even sure what language we should be using, not even sure what restroom to be using. It's all an assault on our sense of self. And we have to basically make an effort to remember who we are. And when Bill Nye comes on out and says gender is a spectrum, no, I'm sorry, I'm a guy. I've always been a guy. I've never been anything other than a guy. So it is very shocking. It's another area in which we are not getting. We, the American people, voted for specific changes to our national policy. We're not getting them. We got ourselves an empty wrapper. And whether Trump was conning us all along or whether he has been co-opted by the New World Order deep state, to me, it's irrelevant at this point. We have to deal with the after effects of it all. All righty, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. I want to step on back to this story about Tillerson Matisse Coates are calling North Korea an urgent national security threat, and they are prepared to act. Now, North Korea, if we were not over there rattling our sabers, would not be a threat to the United States of America, even if it has nuclear weapons and the Taipodong 3 missile to get them over here. North Korea wants a nuclear deterrent. Even their UN mission describes it as a deterrent, that they are building these weapons so that other nations will leave them alone. Because they remember the last time the United States invaded their country, and they don't want to go through that again. And I've mentioned this in connection with Saddam's nuclear weapons, which he didn't have, and Iran's nuclear weapons, which they are not building, and North Korea's nuclear weapons. We're not exactly sure what they've got. Nations are trying to get these weapons to deter an invasion from outside. And it is worth remembering and repeating that with all the rhetoric about Saddam's nuclear weapons and Iran's nuclear weapons and North Korea's nuclear weapons, there's only one nation on Earth that's ever actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction on the civilians of another country, and that's the United States. And it was done to prove that we had the weapons and were psychotic enough to actually use them. So North Korea is not an urgent national security threat if we just leave them alone. Now they're talking about banning them from their own fishing grounds as punishment for the missile tests. Those people are starving already. Might want to think that Kim Jong-un might welcome a war because it's going to thin out his population. They got too many of them up there. Now, I have commented on numerous occasions that Netanyahu does not have the support of much of the Israeli people or even of the military. And that is underscored by this article that came out from Awsat.com, the English version. Apparently, 7,000 soldiers desert the Israeli army every single year. And many of them fake illnesses and say, we've got to get on out. But they're trying to get out of the service because they realize what they're being asked to do in places like the West Bank and Gaza isn't moral, isn't just, and they're fed up with it. And that's going to be an eroding factor on any army that does not believe in the moral rightness of the battle into which they are sent. And that is going to affect the U.S. military power projection. That's why they're trying to do everything with robots and missiles and drones now. And even with the drones, they have a real problem with pilot retention. Those pilots are sitting in those trailers. It looks like a glorified video arcade, but they realize real people are being killed on the other end. And they're having a real hard time dealing with it. Now, speaking of Iran, article coming on out of the Real News, the U.S. is threatening the nuclear deal it admits Iran is in compliance with. And the question is, how will Tehran respond? The Trump administration has conceded Iran has kept all of its commitments under the P5 plus one deal. They're trying to make an argument that Iran isn't complying with the spirit of the agreement, which is a very vague, poorly defined term. I guess they were expecting Iran to be smiling and grinning while all this was going down. But they acknowledge Tehran is fulfilling all of its obligations in that deal. It's the United States that is still refusing to lift the sanctions. And now Trump is saying, well, it's time for a renegotiation, or it's time to cancel that. Now, here's where that gets to be a problem. If the U.S. goes back on the deal with Iran, every other nation on earth will realize that trying to make any deal with the U.S. is pointless, and that will include North Korea. Okay. So, article coming on out of Global Research, Trump talks tough on North Korea. He certainly has been. It's very obvious. They actually did stumble in Syria because nobody bought the gas attack in Idlib. They're still going through the due diligence to act like it's the truth, and we should never question it, but we're all questioning it. And so now they're shifting the focus to North Korea. And again, please keep in mind that everything you think you know about North Korea and Kim Jong-un is coming from the same people who told you Saddam had nuclear weapons and Iran was building nuclear weapons, that there were torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Trust us, the Lusitania wasn't smuggling weapons to Great Britain, and on and on and on and on. So this afternoon, Trump is holding a briefing for all 100 senators on North Korea at the White House. Tomorrow, supposedly, they're going to brief the House of Representatives. And maybe Trump is lobbying for an actual congressional declaration of war to make it official. And even as we have Nikki Haley screaming about North Korea shouldn't be testing intercontinental ballistic missiles, what does the U.S. do? They fire off one. They fired off a Minuteman III missile from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California to just show North Korea that, yes, our rockets really do work and we mean business. It is openly belligerent. They're trying to escalate the situation. They are so desperate for a real war because they think a real war is going to make all of you forget about the crime and corruption and oppression that you have been dealing with in this country, that you will throw a snappy salute at the flag and fling your money and your babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets. Because, hey, that's what worked before. All righty. Now then, we're talking about the Armada. The U.S. Naval Armada menacing North Korea, and they're confirming that the USS Michigan is joining the Armada. It's at the moment in the South Korean port of Busan, and then we'll move to join the Armada. Now, the USS Michigan is designated an SSGN, and it is one of four Ohio-class ballistic missile submarines that were taken off nuclear duty because of treaty limits on nuclear weapons. And rather than scrap these four subs, 22 of the 24 missile tubes were refit with vertical launch tubes. And so the other two tubes were converted to lockout chambers for divers and intelligence work and so forth. But the USS Michigan all by itself can launch 150 Tomahawk cruise missiles from a range of 1,500 kilometers. It is heavy, heavy firepower. Now, as you know, the THAAD missile system is being deployed in South Korea. They're saying it will be operational at any moment. And this is actually one of the issues that is alienating China. China is very concerned about the THAAD being anywhere near their territory. And we're getting mixed signals from China about what's going to happen. Some of the people in China's government are saying, yes, we're on board. We've got to rein in North Korea. They're wacko bananas, and we've got to tamp them down here, mostly to take away another excuse for the U.S. to intervene in our part of the world. And then we have other people within China who are saying that any actual invasion of North Korea will be seen as a serious potential threat to China itself. So we're not really sure how China is going to react when the shooting actually starts. They're also talking about deploying THAAD right here in Hawaii to protect us from the North Korean missiles. Now, article in Oroz.com, What War with North Korea Looks Like, and this article goes into a lot of the same revelations. We had a caller on the show a while back who had served with the U.S. forces stationed in South Korea. And basically on the show, he said, North Korea's military is built around a doctrine of defense against invasion. They don't have a great deal of mobility. They don't have a lot of power protection, but they have lots of fortifications, lots of tunnels, lots of deep underground storage, and lots of artillery, some of which was on display a few days ago when they had this huge artillery live fire exercise. And while some of this stuff is old, the U.S. forces in South Korea say they're going to be very effective. In the case of a war fought with Tomahawks and so forth, the U.S. has got the advantage. But if the U.S. goes into North Korea on the ground, they will be in trouble. And we did have that analysis that came out the other day saying we're looking at 250,000 Americans dying trying to conquer North Korea. And remember, the last time we tried to conquer North Korea, we did not succeed. So this is an incredibly dangerous, dangerous situation. Meanwhile, a former Pentagon official told experts at the Senate, this is Tellis, Ashley Tellis, he's a senior fellow with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, saying that denuclearization is unlikely. Now, at this point, North Korea has not tested an ICBM and has not set off their sixth nuclear test. So they are, in fact, towing the line as drawn by Trump and Haley. But given how it looks like the U.S. is getting ready to invade anyway, I think we can expect some kind of a false flag or manufactured incident to basically say, well, we just have to haul off and invade them. And certainly the sheer volume of propaganda that we're seeing all over the corporate media right now about North Korea is a danger, North Korea is a danger, North Korea is on the other side of the planet. They're going to launch missiles at us. Why would they do it without a really good reason? The result is going to be the annihilation of their country. It's like Assad and the gas attack at Idlib. It doesn't really make sense. Now, interestingly enough, over in Great Britain, they're starting to cool on this idea of going back into Syria. As you know, Parliament passed a bill saying that Great Britain will not take part in Syria. And then we had word coming out from Theresa May the Minister of Defense, that they might just ignore the Parliament bill and go into Syria anyway. But apparently MPs have warned the government's Public Accounts Committee that Britain is actually running out of money for war, and they cannot afford the weapons to go into Syria, or anywhere else for that matter. Remember, all wars are ultimately for, by, and about economics. And the country that runs out of money first is the country that loses. And one of Britain's $1 billion air defense warships had an onboard fire that's put it temporarily out of commission. All right, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about North Korea and this very obvious preparation for an attack and invasion by the United States of America. And you may be wondering, why the sudden rush? And that is because South Korea has their elections on May 9th. And the leading candidate, who's well ahead in the polls, has already said that if he wins, he wants the United States to stop being involved in the defense of South Korea. He's a proponent of what's called the Sunshine Principle, which is reunification. And so all of us, if he wins the election, he's going to offer a hand of friendship to Kim Jong-un and say, let us stop all this nonsense. Let's officially end the Korean War from the 1950s. And let's talk about making one country where we can all basically relax. And that would completely change the political dynamic from the U.S. point of view, because they're justifying being over there by saying, well, we have to protect South Korea from North Korea's aggressions. Ignoring the fact that it was South Korea and the United States that were the aggressors in that original Korean War. So, that's why they're in a rush. May 9th. And presuming that the United States hasn't gone in and destroyed North Korea before May 9th, that could really change it. But I think that's the reason for the rush. I think that's the reason why it's pedal to the metal. We got to get into North Korea. You know, heaven help us if a president is elected who's not in favor of more war. Now, I mentioned this in passing. The military in the United States has a bad habit of always preparing for the previous war. And they went into World War II focusing all their efforts on the weapons that had prevailed in World War I. And other countries who were thinking outside the box were able to score significant victories. The story of the aircraft carrier is a good example. The United States entered World War II thinking that the giant ocean-going battleships like the Missouri were the mainstay of naval combat. And aircraft carriers were kind of nice, and we'll have a couple of them, but they weren't really that important. And then, of course, Pearl Harbor was a wake-up call. So was the Battle of Midway. And if you study the Battle of Midway, the U.S. won that one by sheer luck. They caught a couple of breaks, and they were able to inflict heavy damage. So the mainstay force of the U.S. Navy today are the aircraft carrier groups, which prevailed in World War II, but are seen as vulnerable targets in this current era. So we're looking at this article that came out of nationalinterest.org, and it's talking about how, in terms of sheer bulk, the U.S. Navy is the prevailing naval power on Earth. But there are new developments, including stealth submarines. Now, during the Cold War, the United States had a network of sonar sensors all across the floors of the world's oceans. It was called the SOSUS system, and it was backed up by these what are called SIRTAS boats, which are these converted fishing trawlers. But instead of nets, they're just trailing these huge arrays of sensors behind them. But when things started calming down, when the Soviet Union collapsed, SOSUS was basically decommissioned and turned over to environmentalists to watch for whales. But ships have to put off noise to be detected on these sonar systems, and there are ways to prevent that from happening. Now, in the early days of both the Russian and Chinese submarines, they were very noisy. There was a running joke right here in Hawaii that China's ballistic missile submarine, if it was idling at the dock in China, you could put a microphone in the water here and hear it. But these other countries have come to understand how valuable, how important being able to shield ships from leaking noise. And they've got their own variants of the Prairie Masker system, insonified bubble barriers. And they've started going back to diesel-electric submarines, which don't make the noise that nuclear-powered submarines do. We're going to come back from these commercials a little bit more on this topic, and then we got another phone call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about sort of a generational gap in weapons doctrine between the United States and other countries, where the United States is still focusing most of its development effort on the kinds of ships that prevailed in World War II, meaning the carrier groups, and some of their newer technology ships like the Zumwalt and the Gerald R. Ford are not really performing very well, and they're going up against countries that are being a little bit more out of the box. They're going back to very silent diesel-electric submarines as launch platforms for new generations of sea-skimming missiles like the Zircon, which is supersonic, and it doesn't come straight in. It's whipping back and forth, so you the phalanx can't engage with it. And also what are called the supercavitating torpedoes. These are torpedoes that deliberately create a shield of bubbles around themselves, which basically removes the boundary layer. And these things can go hundreds, plural, of miles per hour during the terminal phase of attacking their targets. So it's not a slam dunk. Even with all the money the United States has spent on its military, doesn't necessarily guarantee victory. All right, we're going to take two more phone calls, then we're going to close the phone lines again. Kate in Norfolk, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Mike. I know you were talking about the ships and North Korea, and I found this interesting. I've been listening to you, but I've had the local news on mute, and I was reading some of the crawl. And just recently, within the past half an hour, it showed that the Norfolk-based USS Mahan was forced, they had to alter their course because an Iranian vessel acted what they had in, you know, quotes, provocative. And It said that a U.S. official said that the Iranian vessel had its weapons manned and came within 1,000 yards of the ship. And I didn't know if you had heard about that or already mentioned that. If this is breaking news, I'm not sure.
Well, it's breaking news, but it happens on a pretty regular basis, and Iran is not being provocative because they're in their own territorial waters. Now, if Iran had warships off the coast of the United States, that would be a provocation. And if you really look at those Iranian patrol boats, they're little more than glorified ski boats. And if there was actually a collision, they would be absolutely pulverized. But again, this is part of the propaganda run-up. Iran is a threat. Iran is a threat. We've got to go give Iran what for. And it precedes every one of these U.S. interventions. They hype how dangerous this other country is, how crazy their rulers are, how they go to bed at night dreaming of annihilating the United States of America. And it's all a giant pile of nonsense.
Aha. All right. Well, thank you for taking my call, Mike. And I will hang up and continue to listen.
All righty, and thank you for the phone call. We are going to switch over to John in Montana. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I've listened for many, many years. I agree a lot with what you say. The history thing about the Midway, and the other thing, people ought to check on both these things. And the Philippines, when we just took the Philippines, the Navy... Anyway, the Japanese Navy set up a fake armada up, so our Navy went chasing up. They wouldn't let the married guys join in on conquering the Japanese Navy, so they left them behind. They were the PT boat guys, and
yes.
Then what happened is the Japanese Navy steamed into the harbor in the Philippines and was going to take, because our Army was there with no backing of the Navy to protect them. Anyway, the PT boat guys just did circles around him and just lobbed
torpedoes.
Yeah, into the gigantic battleships of the Japanese battleships and destroyers, and they couldn't move. And our PT boats were kept going around. Okay, that's that story. And then the big story.
Well, before you go any further, I mean, the PT boat is a perfect example of thinking outside the box, where the normal doctrine is you want. Matching ships going after each other. You know, if this is a battle cruiser, you send a battle cruiser after them. And in this case, it was, we're going to have these little light maneuverable boats that nobody can hit, but can get in close and drop torpedoes on the enemy. And it worked very, very well.
I don't think they had it planned like that, but that's how it worked. But, and then the other thing about the Midway is incredible, because I actually met some pilots anyway. But and it's in these books. I read these books when I was in college anyway, but... what happened is one of the aircraft they sent off, our guys, they found out where the Japanese Navy was. They sent off most of our planes to attack, but the Japanese were waiting up above with their planes and just blew the crap, you know, stuff out of it.
Yeah.
And then, but what happened is one of the aircraft carriers, the first plane off the deck, crashed or broke up on the deck. And so they were an hour behind. And so they couldn't launch the other, 20 or 30 planes. And so finally they launched, and so the Japanese then thought, okay, that's all of the Americans, attacking. So they landed all their planes to refuel and then to go and attack our Navy. But then our 20 or 30 planes that were behind, just there was no defense of the Japanese because all their planes were landed on the carriers. They just went in and lobbed, and that's where they blew up all the aircraft.
Yeah, that was the blind luck here. Very early on when I was getting into computers and programming, one of the things I worked on was a computer war simulation of the Battle of Midway, changing the parameters and everything. And the Japanese won overwhelmingly the majority of the simulated engagements. And it really did come down to that luck of the trailing planes. Then there was that goof with the electric arming switch. I mean, it was bad. Of course, obviously, the United States scored a big one by being able to break the Japanese codes, except that's a little bit of a misnomer because the U.S. had been reading the Japanese codes from even before Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if God set it up or what, but back then, I guess God kind of liked us. I don't know. So anyway, thank you very much. Appreciate your show.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines here for some more news here. And, you know, it's amazing. When every nation that goes to war calls down God to be on their side, and that's got to be very confusing for the deity, I would think. Now then, getting on back to everybody's getting ready for war. Let's be honest. That's what's going on here. And the German arms supplier Rheinmetall is planning to build a factory in Turkey to produce tanks for the Turkish army, even though this building of the factory violates German laws on arms exports. But hey, we don't care about the laws. There's a war on. Once you say you're in war, everything is forgivable and flexible here. Story coming out of Sputnik News, Russia is seeing no attempts by NATO to restore dialogue. Everybody has chosen sides, and they don't want to talk. They don't want to pull back. It's just building and building and building. Russia is expressing serious concern about a U.S. program called Aegis Ashore. And this actually grew out of the land-based simulators built for the Aegis radar missile control system. And there are a bunch of them along the eastern seaboard of the United States that were used in the early development of the CEC, the Coordinated Engagement Capability, because the Aegis ships actually operate as a unit, communicating with each other electronically to provide the battle management system. And so it was decided to take those land-based Aegis systems and modify them into being force projection bases themselves. Now, they obviously don't move. They're sitting on the ground. But Russia is very, very concerned that the Aegis Ashore land-based component in Romania, it has what's called the standard launcher, which can hold either a standard air intercept missile, or it could be also used to launch Tomahawk cruise missiles, which would put a lot of Russia's strategic sites literally in the crosshairs. Now, it was this kind of a ramp-up of weapons on Russia's border that led to the Cuban Missile Crisis, where the U.S. was putting nuclear missiles in Turkey aimed at the Soviet Union, and the Soviet Union felt they had to respond by installing nuclear missiles in Cuba. And that led to this confrontation that came within a hair's breadth of a nuclear war. And we're back in that same situation right now, a hair's breadth away from a nuclear war. The difference is that back during the Cuban Missile Crisis, John F. Kennedy and Khrushchev knew that the other did not want a nuclear war. And today, as chaotic and reckless as our government seems to be behaving, and the fact that a lot of people aren't really sure who's actually giving the orders, potential opponents like Russia and China, they don't have that surety that our leadership wants to avoid a nuclear war. And that's going to make them a little quicker on the trigger themselves. And that's why it's just completely out of control. I wish we could bottle common sense and then sprinkle it all over the government. But I don't think there's been any common sense inside the Beltway for decades. It just seems to be getting crazier and crazier. And I think one of the reasons is anybody who's really capable of doing a good job of governance is too smart to really want to get into that mess. And that's why we have these opportunists, money junkies, people like John McCain who think war is great, the bigger the better. Now, Poroshenko is trying to drop hints on Donald Trump for the U.S. to directly strike the Donbass, yet another war being added to the pile. And because Poroshenko isn't doing very well against the Eastern Ukrainian republics, and there's talk of him being replaced for having failed in that agenda of reuniting Ukraine, especially Crimea, and dragging them into the slavery of the European Central Bank. And so now Poroshenko is trying to get the U.S. to go on in and clean up the mess. That could result in a direct military confrontation with Russia. Now, to his credit, Donald Trump has commemorated the Armenians murdered by the Ottomans in World War I. He stopped short of calling it a genocide, because that's now a trademarked, licensed brand of Israel in World War II. But it's always been a sore spot. And this is not going to make Erdogan any more warm and fuzzy and friendly to the United States government, because Turkey wants that Armenian genocide story to just go away. Now, there is still an internecine battle going on within our political structure. And apparently a lot of the, I guess we'll call them hardline Hillary Democrats, are attacking Bernie Sanders and literally telling him to get out of their party. They want him to get lost. He's a huge, huge embarrassment, because everybody knows the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz literally rigged the primaries to hand the nomination to Hillary Clinton. All right, we're going to take one call and one call only, because he's about to go to work. Mateus in Canada, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to mention that Assad is elected, right? So why are we always calling him a regime? So just for fun, maybe we could start saying Mr. President Assad was bombed by the Trump regime, just for fun, to like make a point. That's all I wanted to say. I'll let you go. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, you got it. All right, we're going to close the lines again here. And it's a very valid point, because all of these interventions the U.S. is doing, they're always going on. It's a tyrant. He's a dictator. He's cruel to his own people. We have to have a humanitarian intervention in which a lot of people are going to get killed, but in the long run, it's worth it. But yeah, most of these rulers that the U.S. has taken out of power were democratically elected in verifiable, honest elections. Mohammed Mossadegh, Ardenz, Yanukovych, all of these people. And Assad was duly elected down in Chile. The one they kicked out to get Pinochet in was democratically elected. The U.S. actually doesn't seem to like democracy very much, unless it can be rigged to elect the people they want, and then it isn't really democracy. It's democracy light or democracy mania. Not really democracy, but an incredible simulation. You have to be my age to get the joke on that one. So we're talking about the Democratic hardliners want Bernie Sanders to literally get out of the Democratic Party because he's an embarrassment. As long as he's there, everybody in the Democratic Party, the rank and file, all remember how he got cheated during last year's primaries. Well, apparently Cornel West and former Sanders staffer are talking about drafting Bernie Sanders to create a new People's Party. And this would draw a lot of the disaffected Democrats to it. And personally, I'd like to go back to a country that has multiple parties, if for no other reason than it makes it more expensive for the corporations to bribe all the candidates and bypass the will of the American people. I'm seeing more and more articles like this one that follows. This is from PatriotRising.com. The answer to American troubles, delete the central government. And I'm seeing more and more articles like this all over the web. I'm getting the same sentiment in a lot of emails. People understand that Russia isn't the problem. Syria isn't the problem. Iran isn't the problem. North Korea isn't the problem. Even Donald Trump, he himself is not the problem. It is systemic. The federal government is hopelessly, irretrievably, irredeemably corrupted by special interests. And I still think our best possible outcome is a Soviet Union-style collapse of that federal government. That may be the only thing that can save us from a nuclear world war. Now, turning over to the corporate media, things are getting very, very interesting. Boy, Fox News is having so much problems with sexual harassment, hacking into computers. And now there is a growing lawsuit against the Fox News network alleging racial discrimination. And they actually have quite a lot of evidence to support it. And one of their anchors has now signed on to it as well. And they're talking about things where black staffers were automatically denied security passes to the higher floors. And apparently, before his departure, Roger Ailes was building walls around his office because he wanted to control who was getting near him. But the propaganda is cranking up. Over at Counterpunch, they have an article, "Does Rachel Maddow Want Russia Bombed?" And they're pointing out how every third item out of her mouth is Russia's doing this and Russia's doing that and Russia's evil and Russia's bad. Well, that's the job of the corporate media. Their job is to sell you these wars. And we need to send a message back to them. We're not buying. If you think these wars are so great, here's your rifle, here's your parachute, here's your Dayglo orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA torture facilities. Have fun. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And life is not as rosy in the corporate media as it used to be. Even ESPN is feeling the pressure. And apparently they've just announced they're going to lay off about 100 of their employees today, including some of the on-air talent. And I imagine that may be because the bread and circuses aspect of sports as it's handled in the United States is starting to be a little too obvious. I know that certainly in some of these big games, you know, the end of season games and everything, this pandering to the military is a big turnoff for a lot of people. Now, I want to talk about this Chobani yogurt lawsuit against Alex Jones. And I think Alex is actually being scapegoated because this all began when Chobani announced they were having a policy of hiring refugees ahead of U.S. citizens. And as we saw in other companies like Starbucks, this resulted in a huge loss of sales. And I think Chobani, rather than acknowledging that they made a poor policy decision, the executives are trying to say it's all Alex Jones' fault. And it's a bit of a reach, and I'm sure that Alex and his lawyers are probably going to be able to defend themselves from this. But I think Alex is being scapegoated by Chobani and their management, who don't want to admit to their own stockholders that they made the decision that actually cut into profits. Because we're seeing that all across the country. Companies, retail operators who forget their business is retail operation and not politics, not indoctrination, they're losing customers. Look at what happened to Target with the transgender bathroom rule. So, now then, the housing bubble is back. We mentioned that yesterday. But there is a big difference between 2007 and today. Because today, the housing bubble has a lot of company. It has other bubbles to keep it from being lonely, including government bonds, equities, student loans, and so forth. So when the correction hits, it's going to be a lot more serious than we saw back in 2008. Now, a lot of people are talking about the banks. Are they really solid? And as you know, they undergo regular stress tests. And the other day we reported on how Wells Fargo failed two bankruptcy stress tests in a row. So I'm looking at this article over in RIF.com saying that Wells Fargo was the worst, but many banks are problematic. And they don't have the resilience to deal with a major downturn. It's all fairy tale money anyway. And you cannot build a long-lasting economy totally on debt because private central banking is inherently unstable. We'll be right back after station identification.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, They understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.